Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can run on.
President Trump doesn't need to stage a coup if he gets reelected. It was the deep state with the fake Russiagate and the impeachments and Obama with the illegal spying that tried a coup against Trump for 4 years to block him and did steal the election in 2020. So when Hillary comes out and says Trump's planning to use the military against the people and Trump's planning a coup, she means they're going to activate rioters and looters, which they admit they're doing. And then if Trump responds legally and lawfully, they're saying they're going to remove him. They say, oh, we can't use the Insurrection Act that George H.W. Bush used in 1992 in the L.A. riots. So that's what they're setting up. That's what they're getting ready for, and they're telegraphing it. Oh, he's a dictator. Oh, he's going to use the military. When they're the ones that have been using the Pentagon and CIA against us in election meddling and censorship and control. So here's Hillary Clinton totally inverting reality and projecting.
Can Ukraine survive another year? Will the United States step up? And will the United States continue to be a leader of NATO, given former President Trump's recent comments? You know, President Biden said this week, supporting this bill, the one for foreign aid and military aid, is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hands.
Yes.
What? I mean, you're a former senator. You know, the Senate came kicking and screaming, but they passed it, but the House hasn't passed it. Where do you think, you know, in the political realm this is going to go?
Well, one thing I know for sure, if this bill from the Senate were ever put on the floor of the House, it would pass. It would pass overwhelmingly, because the people who are preventing it, starting with the Speaker, Mike Johnson, are not doing America's business. They're doing Donald Trump's business. And why is Donald Trump so enamored of Putin? Well, part of it is he's a wannabe dictator. He has told us that repeatedly. He even said the other day, let's basically get out of NATO and, you know, encourage Putin to do what he wants to do. How absurd a statement that is cannot even be, you know, measured, because you are essentially giving a green light to a murderous, brutal dictator. Nobody who is siding with Trump on this issue would want to live under that kind of regime.
I want to ask you, though, you said if it came to the floor of the House, it would pass overwhelmingly.
Yes, it would.
We know that the majority of Americans believe and support NATO,
yes,
and they want to support it. But why do you think that, then? Why isn't it coming to the floor of the House?
Well, this is one of the great political mysteries of our time, because there are Republicans who feel that they took an oath to Donald Trump, not to the United States of America. And I don't say that lightly, but I cannot understand it. There are people I served with in the Senate for 8 years who have turned on America in order to curry favor with Trump. I don't recognize these people. These are people who I worked with, that I traveled with, and to hear what's coming out of their mouths now is just shocking to me. So there's something going on in this minority of the Republican members of Congress, particularly in the House, that makes them seem as though they're a member of the Trump cult, not that they took an oath to serve our country and, you know, work on behalf of their constituents. I'm hoping that, you know, better heads will prevail and we will get that vote.
For those who say this is just Trump in campaign mode.
No, that's not true, Christiane. You need to listen to him and take him seriously. He is telling us what he wants to do. He wants to be a dictator on day one. He wants to round up people because of the way they look. You know, they may or may not be undocumented. It doesn't matter to him. He wants to call out the army to do that. He wants to use, you know, the Insurrection Act to militarize American law enforcement. He has a whole team of right-wing thinkers, so to speak, who are coming up with an agenda called Project 2025. He wants to rid the government of any kind of independent expertise. So, you know, he wants people who will say, when he said memorably during COVID, maybe you should inject yourself with bleach, instead of looking shocked, they'll say, yes, sir, Mr. President. That's what he wants. He wants to bend the government of the United States to his will, just like Vladimir Putin did to Russia.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be a jam-packed third hour today. We're going to cover a ton of breaking news right now. The Red Cross, we've confirmed, is tracking people that have had the COVID shot and is not wanting their blood. This is a gigantic development. I'm going to cover that coming up in a little while. We've got big Ukraine news, which is very dangerous news. The Ukrainians are being completely routed now. The globalists have gone from saying they're invincible to they've had their asses kicked, which has been true for a year. And so they're getting ready to pull something big, or they're going to have to admit that Russia won. I don't think they're going to give up. They're not signaling they are, so something big's about to get pulled. We're going to talk about that. And I also want to just review for people the Real Alex Jones Twitter account. With what I've just posted since 5 a.m. this morning, I've got 4 videos of crazy white people doing insane in criminal stuff, just to point out how crazy people are. And I've got 1 video of a black guy doing a horrible thing. But when you notice the comments, the people I know send me messages, why are you being racist? I'm going to show the black people doing bad stuff because it's going to happen. I'm going to show the white people and brown people and everybody else. That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm against criminals. Okay? So, excuse me, there's not 4. There's 6 videos today of white people doing insane, crazy criminal stuff. And 1 video of a young black man robbing girls selling Girl Scout cookies in Dallas, Texas. And the media wouldn't even show the suspect in that video. They said a man just robbed girls. It wouldn't even show his picture so you could catch him. But the picture got out of the reported suspect. Again, it was a white guy robbing Girl Scouts. I'm going to show the damn picture. And the media would too. Why don't they? It's not to help black people. It's to make sure that criminal culture that's starting to take over some of the black communities is protected to grow into a cancer that takes over, not to help the black people. 8 out of 10 crimes against black people are committed by this small sliver of black thugs. And the mayor of Kansas City said, don't call them thugs. I'll call white people thugs. I got video of white people shooting people for no reason and knocking people out for no reason. I call them thugs. Call them criminals. And I post it. And when black people do that, I'm going to post it. So, yeah, here's the, quote, suspect robbing the cookies. And then they got to blow up his face. And it's him. And we'll show his picture. Get all that ready. It's all on my X account. We'll show him first. Then we'll show some of the white people. God, if I try to show them all, we'll run out of time. But I'll show some of them. They're all at Real Alex Jones. And some days I see, you know, 10 examples of black people doing bad stuff. I put it up. Some days I see 10 examples of Hispanics doing it. I put it up. Some days I see, but most days it's a mix. But people telling me not to post it, you're going to get more of it now. I'm not a racist. I'm a realityist. Word I just said that, like Jesse Jackson. Probably a bit more words than he does. That's how we get new words, by the way. People invent them. People adopt them. And it's coined. And it's a new term, like libtard, you know, or left-right paradigm. But I digress. I wanted to air right now because it's really good. I've asked Harrison Smith to do more of these. He's only done two of them before. Now he's at a third one. If you want to share it, it's at Real Alex Jones on X. It's also on Infowars.com. Climate change pitch meeting with Harrison Smith. We're going to air this, and then I'm going to come back and show you the craziest zombie woman you've ever seen. Oh, by the way, she's a white lady. And if she was black, I'd be showing it to you. But, I mean, this is what these drugs are doing to people. Crazy white zombie lady coming up. But first, here's the report.
Ooh, it's kind of feels hot. You feel hot?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, I think we're all going to die. I think this is it. The world's being destroyed.
What?
Yep, this is it. End of the world. The apocalypse. Armageddon. I'd say we have, 3 weeks left to turn this thing around. Worst part is it's all your fault. I can't believe you've done this.
What, how is this my fault?
Well, you produce carbon dioxide, and there's way too much of that stuff.
Too much? Yeah, how much is there? How much is too much?
Look, I don't even know. I'm not here to understand vague pseudoscientific talking points. I'm here to enforce insane restrictions on the basis of those talking points.
Restrictions?
Yeah, you know, like carbon credits and no gas stove and you have to eat bugs and live in a tiny box like a bug and interbloodline, you know, no children or anything like a bug.
Okay, that is insane, yeah.
Well, it's a crisis, a climate crisis, so we don't have time to think about this stuff. We're saving the Earth.
From what?
Well, from people.
Yeah.
Like other people, not like you and me, but like, you know, people, humans.
So you want to eliminate humans?
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Yeah, I feel like that should be a hard no.
Well, no, see, it's math. We have this equation, and we're trying to get this number down to zero.
And one of those variables is people.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to reach zero by multiplying these non-zero numbers by whatever the value of people is. We call it net zero.
Okay, because people produce carbon dioxide by existing.
Right, so it's all about switching energy production to carbon-neutral sources.
Yeah, all right.
And also not breathing or eating.
I'm sorry, what?
Great news. We're making big progress. The oldest and largest power plant in all of England just went 24 hours totally carbon-neutral. They didn't burn a single ounce of coal all day.
What did they burn instead?
Biomass.
What is biomass?
Trees. Big, beautiful trees from across the ocean. See, we cut them down in British Columbia, ship them across the Atlantic, and burn them for fuel.
Wait, so just because you don't burn coal, you're calling that zero emission?
Well, the banks do, yeah.
The banks?
And the bank. The bankers, the international bankers, they're in charge of all of this because they're so selfless and caring.
Okay, and they're making us give up combustion fuel.
Well, not totally, just like natural gas and coal and stuff like that.
Yeah, but not trees.
No, not trees. Trees are fine.
All right, that's crazy. Isn't there any other power generator source? Like, what about windmills?
Oh, yeah, windmills are great. Yeah, after like 18 years, they're carbon neutral for a couple years. Plus, when they freeze, you can just keep them spinning with the diesel engine. Also, they kill a ton of eagles.
Is that a good thing?
I guess not, but we're saving the Earth here. You can't make omelets without breaking a few eggs, and you can't build windmills without killing a ton of eagles and whales and chopping down 2 million trees in Scotland.
Okay, wait, so you're burning trees for fuel, but you're also cutting down entire forests to make fields to build windmills?
That's right, and also we're just chopping down trees and straight up burying them in the ground. It's a new initiative.
I hate trees.
Don't trees, like, absorb carbon dioxide?
No, that's what my giant vacuum machine is for.
It's huge.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Windmills.
Windmills work, though.
Yeah, windmills work great, unless there's, you know, too much wind.
Okay, what about solar panels?
Solar panels also fantastic, unless there's, you know, too much sun.
All right, what about nuclear energy?
No.
All right, well, what about cars? I mean, cars run on gasoline, so what about them?
Actually, every car is going to be electric from now on.
Can the power grid handle that, every car being electric?
No.
So, I don't get it. How are people going to drive?
How are you going to drive when you don't own a car?
What do you mean, I won't own a car? I mean, how will I get anywhere?
Well, it's easy. Everybody will share a small amount of cars. You'll have an app like Uber where you can request a ride and also apply for a transit permit to leave the 15-minute perimeter.
What 15-minute perimeter?
Yeah, the one I'm going to put around you, it's called an ultra-low emission zone. It's a core aspect of the sustainability development goals. It's where you can't leave your neighborhood and don't own a car and never fly and can't eat meat.
Look, you're never going to get these laws passed.
Oh, they'll pass. Just not through law. No, I'm just going to sort of do it. See, I don't have to pass a law to make beef illegal. I'll just buy the cattle farms and shut them down. See, I control the market with my incredible wealth.
You control the market?
That's right.
So are you the one that offshored all of our manufacturing to China?
Yeah, that was me.
China, where there's no environmental controls at all, the number one polluter on Earth?
No. No, that can't be right. No way, that would be crazy.
Okay, look, I'm an environmentalist, but can't we just do normal things like animal preservations, nature reserves, recycling?
No, that's not how environmentalism works anymore. From now on, all environmental or ecological concern will be subsumed within the climate change carbon neutral agenda. See, carbon is responsible for everything. Hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, pandemics, heart attacks, mass immigration, teenage mental health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Black professors saying we're going to kill all the white people. They're funded by the big banks of the university. I don't want to see a white professor get up and say we're going to murder all the black people. If I saw that, I'd say fire that professor. That's not free speech. It's a call for violence. But the feds have got to have the Blood Tribe and the Patriot Front totally federally run. Even the Blood Tribe admits they're feds. CIA, they admit. They go recruit Aryan Brotherhood out of the prisons. They say, you get out earlier if you go under this guy and do this with the FBI. And then they show up at leftist events, create the illusion of white supremacy everywhere. We expose it. And we post it all. But because I've gotten a lot of complaints, not just from people on X, though the videos get millions of views apiece, but from people I know saying, Jones, you're getting involved in the racism and the division. No, it's not division when I show footage of black people trying to vote in the early 1960s in Alabama or trying to protest and police dogs being released on them and they're shot with water cannons. That's wrong. And when I've seen a few clips of Russians doing war crimes, I've shown it. But 9 times out of 10, I haven't even shown the footage of a Russian town being bombed with drones, bombing bus stations with women and children. That's up there. I show evil things so that we can see it and face it and deal with it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. So, a new video came out up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A young black man walks up in a gray hoodie, points a gun at little kids, selling Girl Scout cookies, and robs their money box. If a white guy did it, I'd show it. We do show it, but that's not the issue. The issue is the police wouldn't even release, I've got the articles right here, the race of the person and said a man in a gray hoodie. They had the CCTV video of him doing the robbery and all of it. They didn't release it. Imagine the control of that police department, Fort Worth Police, where it happened. I say Dallas, I'm from Dallas. You call everything Dallas when you're up there. Everybody else does. Fort Worth, basically a western suburb of Dallas. Show the video of him, this man reportedly, robbing the little girls selling cookies. Walks up, grabs a cash box, runs off, and the media says, what did they say at the Kansas City NFL parade last week? White men rob. No, it was two black men. And again, it's not blaming black people in general. It's saying, why is the media doing that? Because they don't want to admit the major problem. They want to blame all gun owners, law-abiding blacks, whites, everybody. The majority of black people are great people. But there is a small, heavily active minority of black males out doing this. There's a bunch of other people committing crimes, too. But that is the out-of-control group, because they're fatherless, whatever, is doing it, and the media doesn't want you to know, and then turns around and says, white people are doing it. It's not about blaming black people. It's about showing how the media is lying. What do you think that young black man does in his community? You think he just robs white people or little kids? So here's a new video that's got like 40 million views on X since it broke yesterday. It's a black man and woman. and there's a white zombie lady out of her mind, this is happening everywhere, trying to break in their property. And of course I posted it to show how crazy this is. Now, did anybody say, why are you bashing white people? See, you've got race on your mind. If this was two white people and a crazy black zombie, crazy black woman doing this, by the way, I got a crazy black woman I posted, comes to the black man's door, says, I want to have sex with you. She's got a machete in her hand. I showed it because it shows the breakdown of civilization. It wasn't about bashing a black woman. It's about how crazy stuff's getting. I got footage today of white people randomly knocking women out and randomly throwing women into oncoming traffic. I didn't show it because they're white. I showed it because it's crazy. When I show the fentanyl videos of black, white, and Hispanic, like zombies, I'm showing it to draw attention to it. So here's a compilation of the latest zombie lady and then a bunch of other liberal zombies. Notice they're almost all white, and they act like demon-possessed people. Am I blaming white people? No. I'm saying when you go to Democrat events, it is the white people act demon-possessed. I'm just pointing it out. It is a small sliver of black males that are committing a large portion of the crime. I'm just stating facts here. What's going on? Here it is.
So it's about, I'm not really exactly sure what time it is, but my wife is on the phone because this right here is going on. You need to. So this is still happening. And now we got some cops rolling up here. Because this shit right here. That's some wild business. Man, see the wrong motherfucker. They need to come on around here. This is what I'm talking about. This is crazy business right here. I won't let my dog, but... Oh, shit. This right here is the wildest business I've seen in a long ass time.
Yo, you good, son?
I am. I told you I'm from Africa. You don't know me. Up down?
No? Yeah, what you doing up here?
Because I think I was looking for you.
What you looking for me for?
I like you.
You got the wrong door, man.
No.
Yeah.
I got the right person. Maybe it's the wrong address, please.
Yeah, it's the wrong address.
I'm not female. There's a difference between female and woman. I'm from Africa. I cook clean. Good love. Got to say tight.
Whether or not, you know, something. Oh my fucking god! What the fuck?
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Tonight, we're not pointing fingers at these kids.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
Of all the people that, quote, took the Pfizer shot, they all have that crazy look. Look at the Kansas City shooter that shot 23 people. The black guy, he has that same crazy look. Look at the white lady attacking the black people. She has the same crazy look. It's demonic, ladies and gentlemen. Something is going on with these people. They've lost their minds. Look at the people taking the shots. Look at their eyes. The eyes, Chico. It's always in the eyes, as Tony Montana says. The eyes never lie, Chico. All right. night. Big guest coming up on Julian Assange straight ahead. Infowars.com/show. Fan.video. And don't forget DrJonesNaturals.com. Back in stock. The Nano Silver Toothpaste with Iodine. Super Blue. Now back in stock at DrJonesNaturals.com. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Since I've been on air for 2.5 hours, so I'm going to host some of the fourth hour now because of breaking news. There have been three big developments on the COVID tyranny rollout. that are huge. We have a top FDA official admits the government covered up vaccine deaths and injuries. It's video in Congress. That is just insane. I was also sent this by insiders in the medical system just now. New Colorado Bat Lab location, CSU, confirmed to develop CDC Tier 1 select agents like Ebola, despite university's denials. That is all breaking. And then we've now confirmed that the major blood companies do not want COVID-vaccinated people for blood. People saw this Red Cross announcement, didn't know it was real. We called the Red Cross. We checked it. It's going down. So the wheels are coming off very, very quickly here. Meanwhile, I'll cover this too next hour. They've now shifted and said, okay, Ukraine's totally routed, and the Russians are pushing them all out of those eastern areas. And so what are we going to do? Well, that's false flag time. So I'm going to hit that before this transmission ends, before I hand the baton to Maria Z a little bit in the next hour. And she knows when she signs up to the fourth hour. Sometimes I take some of it. Everybody knows that. So I'm not being rude when I do that. There's just so much news. Now, Julian Assange, in my view, is a hero. And so is Edward Snowden. And we learned through them what we already knew part of, but we learned it all. Totally legal activity, total surveillance, election meddling, all sorts of weird crimes going on. He's been in solitary confinement for years. He's been on house arrest for basically a decade, 9 years plus. And now they've had a big hearing in the UK about extradition. They're going to get him with the Espionage Act, over 100 years in prison, a death sentence. Here's the headline. Julian Assange's father, my fight to free son, whose childhood I missed. And it just goes on from there. So it was a big hearing in the UK. Amy Peacock is a lawyer. She's an esteemed expert on censorship, government surveillance within the tech industry, particularly well-versed third-party doctrine of Section 702. Her extensive experience, former CEO of Parler, navigating deplatforming and increased censorship, has endowed her with a unique perspective on the critical role platforms like BitChute play in preserving free speech, because that then forces the bigger places like X to be somewhat free, because they know the little ones are going to get bigger if they don't. Amy's also a professor at the Federalist Society, where she continues to champion the cause of open discourse and free expression in today's landscape, bitchute.com. You're a lawyer. You're on this. You're big on the Assange thing. I've been trying to follow it as best I can, but you've really had your ear to the ground on this. Why is this so important? What's happening with Assange right now, and what can we do to try to save this person that is such a hero? And again, where's the rest of the press defending him? Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. He did exactly what Julian Assange did. So how is Daniel Ellsberg a hero, and how is Julian Assange an evil person?
You know, it's interesting because I watched the Mike Benz tour de force with Tucker last night, and it put into perspective the way in which this case stands for free expression, and particularly journalism in the traditional Jeffersonian sense, versus authoritarian statism, and in particular our military, our intelligence, so-called intelligence agencies, we'll call them bulk surveillance agencies, right? Their cronies, and of course the mainstream media. And as you point out, Alex, it's the mainstream media who is being conspicuously silent. They should be defending Assange, because whatever wrongdoing you might think Assange has done, he has more than paid the price for it with the 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy and then 5 years in prison after that. He should be freed today.
Absolutely. Tell folks what he's facing.
So right now he is facing a possible almost immediate extradition. I understand that he could be put on a plane as early as Wednesday, tomorrow, if things don't turn out his way in court. And I could talk a little bit about how that might go for him in a minute or two. But if he's brought here to the United States, some think that with his fragile condition of health, that could be a death sentence in itself, just the transport. And then, of course, as you said, I think 175 years in prison is the maximum sentence for the so-called espionage charges that he's facing. In my view, somebody who has been, you know, called alternatively a whistleblower and or a journalist, and both of those are, you know, potentially the right label for him. That person is not a spy. And why is it that Chelsea Manning had a commuted sentence under Obama? It makes no sense.
Well, Julian just needs to say he's a woman, I guess. I'm not joking, and then maybe they'll let him out because then they can just kind of destroy.
That was Vivek's comment, right?
Well, that's it. They're afraid if Assange gets out, what a leader he'll be. And that's A. And B, they want to send a message to any other journalists, don't expose our war crimes.
Yes, yes. And because, you know, as again, Jefferson held that the principal reason for free expression was to hold the powers that be in the government accountable. Right. And we have seen that increasingly our military institutions and our surveillance institutions and their cronies.
They're erasing the Fourth Estate. They're erasing what Jefferson said was the final check on the power.
Yes, that's what they would like to do. And they do. They want to send that message. They want to instill fear in people like you and other journalists who expose the truth day in and day out. And, you know, again, as Ben's laid out that story so beautifully, they are realizing that online, all of these platforms is, you know, this whole thing that they can't control. They had controlled the mainstream media for decades and then found that individuals and enterprising journalists could go online and freely share the information that would expose their abuse of power.
What can we do? Because I feel empowered on so many fronts. We get a lot done, but with Assange, they've drawn a clear line. And obviously got set up by CIA sex operatives. That's all admitted. I've had them try the same thing on me, and thank God I don't cheat on my wife, so it never happened. But, I mean, literally, two-woman teams, the whole nine yards. I don't want to say Julian was naive, but so I don't blame him for what he did. But, I mean, he's had plenty of time to think about it now. But it's just, I guess I'm just really trying to figure out how we can help him, because it obviously they can get Assange, they can get us all.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now, of course, is to speak out unequivocally in favor of him being freed immediately. Because, again, if you think there's any wrongdoing, he's more than paid the price for it. He deserves to be freed now. He should not be facing extradition. I mean, certainly at the very least, he should be granted the appeal that he's trying to get in the, you know, in the court today. So, right now, sorry, somebody is sending me a text about a quote on the wall behind me, distracting me for a second. So right now he is facing a two-judge panel in the UK, two high court judges. One of them is Justice Jeremy Johnson, and the other is Dame Victoria Sharp. I want to call your attention to an article, and I'm going to get the source for you, Alex, later. I think it's UK Declassified. UK Declassified is the source for this article. There's two authors, co-authors of this. Go find it. But there's a long list of Justice Jeremy Johnson's conflict of interests. And you can look at, there's links, you know, so you can go ahead and check the facts for yourself. But there's one case on which these two judges, these high court judges, have sat on together that I think you would be particularly interested in. It was a case involving the collection into a big database in the UK of UK citizens' personal information and the sharing of that information by MI5 and MI6, those two military intelligence departments, with foreign interests as well. And in the long opinion in which those two high court judges upheld this practice of bulk surveillance, bulk data collection, and data sharing.
Sure, so we have judges. We have judges with huge conflicts of interest, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. Him in particular, but then, again, they have upheld the surveillance state in the past. And in...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The powers that be.
And that's an important point because Charlie Manson got interviewed in prison. It's got to be hundreds of times. I mean, I've personally seen hundreds of interviews over the last 30 years. How is Charlie Manson getting to do interviews? But Tucker Carlson goes to the UK, spends a week there, is able to meet with him briefly, but cannot get an interview. That right there, what changed?
I think they are afraid that if Assange is allowed to speak for himself and people can actually see the principle at stake, that they would support him. And there are many of us who do see it anyway, even though he has not, been allowed to speak for himself on camera. We need to speak on his behalf. And that, I think that's the best that we can do right now. Again, mainstream media, anyone out there who believes in the cause of journalism to hold a check against government power, you need to speak out for Assange.
Well, that's right. And then the entire dinosaur media is dying, being shut down. They gave up their power. They became a lapdog for corporate money, and then they made themselves obsolete. They could really reprove themselves. There's any any sections other than our control, but I really am not going to hold my breath. The new media is already bigger. We're already dominant. We have to understand the old dinosaur media isn't media anymore. It's just a PR firm for the deep state. But I look at Julian Assange, who, again, is a hero. I think you can't deny that, exposing all these war crimes and what he's gone through. And I just, you know, I've never talked to Assange, but I know this. I've been approached off record, and it was an off record meeting, I'll say it. One time Henry Kissinger had the Rothkopf group, head of the Kissinger group, try to get me to go work for him. He said it in front of my producer so I could tell a story. But I know what I've been through. They come and say, will you join us? Will you back off? Will you meet with us? In fact, we'll take care of you. And I've said no. So I know Assange. I don't know this, but I can know it. He's been approached to sell out. And I don't know why he hasn't talked about that, or maybe he hasn't. I missed it because he's so isolated. But think about the courage. You know they've come to him and said, just come out and say we're wrong. We'll let you out. But he hasn't.
No, and if he did, I mean, this is sounding so Orwellian to me, right? If you do that, then you have given up on principle, and the consequences, you just can't imagine what they're going to be. So, no, I could understand if he hasn't. But I understand right now that his health is at stake, and that if he was transported here to the United States, his health might take a turn for the worse. He might not even make the trip.
In fact, his spokesperson said that he said, if I'm taken to the United States, I will die.
And I don't know if he thinks he's going to be killed, you know, Navalny style. Reportedly, the CIA had considered actually just killing him. You know, maybe they're just counting on breaking him down. But, you know, I would hope that if he were transported to the United States, that he would be given a trial and the opportunity to speak, and that people would wake up. But there were so many times in the past, Alex, that I thought, oh, this time people will wake up. Oh, this time people will wake up. I'm hoping next hour when you share some, you know, some of the information that you've got about COVID and the vaccines and et cetera, that people will wake up. And, you know, time and again, I've been disappointed in that regard. But here, you know, a heroic man's life is at stake. He's more than paid his price. He needs to be freed now. In justice, he would be freed now. And anybody, you know, who's been in office in the last while, the two main candidates running for election are complicit in siding with the authoritarian statists over that principle.
No, I totally agree. And they've convicted themselves, not him doing this. But gut level, I'm going to tell the CIA and MI6 something right now. You guys have lost all your power, all your soft power. The world's awake to you. If you just did the right thing and let Assange out, gut level, it would then become a non-story. And I've got a sneaking suspicion he'd do a few speeches, but he'd be so happy to be out, he would fade away. But instead, they're going to kill him. It's a very Christ-like or Martin Luther King-like deal. They're gonna bring him here. They're going to kill him, and it'll just make him bigger. So they're turning him into Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You know, I don't know if he would fade away if he were let out. I would hope that he would not, but I think that they realize that if they do let him go, then it is the triumph of this same principle over, you know, these authoritarian forces, these forces of corruption.
You know, Tucker said to Putin, and Putin is an autocrat, and people lionize him too much. I'm not saying he's not being aggressed against, or the West isn't a greater evil. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and lionize Putin. But Tucker said, hey, give me that Wall Street Journal reporter. Show your decency. Let me bring him back. And Putin said, well, you know, it doesn't matter. We've already tried to be decent. It doesn't work. Putin should have released that reporter, and maybe he will. But the system's got to start peace. They've got to start de-escalating. It's destroying the establishment and everybody else. They don't get soft power, which I've seen, really studied history and experienced it. Really powerful groups know how to have soft power and back off. It's weakness that the establishment acts like this.
It definitely is, because basically there's two alternatives. You can deal with people through persuasion, or you can deal with people through force. And what they are revealing is that they do not have arguments on their side, that all they have is force, and they are applying it mercilessly in the face of true principles, principles on which our country was founded uniquely. They are relinquishing it to the extent that they do not let this man free.
Well, I've learned one thing in life. The world's a two-way street. And I would not want to be the establishment right now. I don't say this to be overconfident. People, I've been on there 30 years. For like 25, people said, man, you're so negative. I want people to know the truth. I see very positive populist signals everywhere. And I see really positive things happening. And I read some of the CFR documents, some stuff comes out. Even the establishment knows they're in deep trouble. And they have to know that it's like a man that is a pretty nice guy, under stress, he's got a problem, he's been married 20 years. For whatever reason, he backhands his wife and breaks her nose. Now, if he apologizes and goes to counseling, maybe she doesn't leave him, she probably still will. But when she tries to leave and get in the car, if he breaks the car window out and breaks her jaw, he's going to jail and he's losing her. And the globalists are at that point. They blacked the woman's eyes, they broke her nose, and she's trying to crawl out the front door to the car, and he's literally kicking her while she's down. That's the analogy I use. That's really where we are. We're leaving. No matter what they do, no matter how this goes, it's done. You can see it's over.
Yes, yes. And all you're getting if they keep using force to try to keep us down is they're giving us reinforcement. They're giving us, you know, intellectual reinforcement, moral reinforcement, even physical reinforcement, because it's making us feel right in our convictions that we need to fight this.
There's nothing like convictions. All right. Well, we appreciate Amy Peskov for coming on with us. She is the chief policy officer at BitChute.com. Great folks. You're like, oh, we don't need Man.Video. We don't need BitChute. We don't need all those other things. We've got X now. Great. X is there. Don't think it'll be there forever. It's got a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We need to back BitChute and back Gab and everybody else. Amy, thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you. And maybe we'll talk about 702 again someday, huh? Yeah,
come back on, please.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. I don't want to fight with a globalist. It's like that Who song. And we'll come back next hour with it. I forget the name of the song. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I can fight you. And I'll probably win that. But I don't even want to hurt you, globalist. It's like, I don't need to prove this. You're going to make me do it, though. I understand that. I understand it. And if you want to make yourselves worthless and make me worthless in the process, then damn it, we'll do it. But I'll promise you, we've identified and lased your ass. We've lit you up like a spotlight on cockroaches. When you turn the light on at 2 a.m., you didn't know you had cockroaches. You left a piece of cake out, and there's 50 cockroaches eating it. Folks, you're spotlighted. It's like the FBI when there's a hostage situation. Come out. You only get 20 years. Don't kill the hostages. You're going to get the electric chair. We're going to kill you. Come out now. There's no hope of coming out now. I mean, I'm like literally to the New World Order, like, guys, like, you're not getting out of this. You're not getting away with it, Larry Fink. He all thinks he's insulated from all the crimes he commits. You're not insulated from anything, buddy boy. All right, I've got this huge cup of news and some military news. It's huge. We'll hit that. The Maria Z will take over. Please remember, I don't have globalist funding. I have you. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. T-shirts, books, films, supplements, InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, the strongest turmeric out there, does incredible things. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, time release. There's no formula like it. Turbo Force, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Make the decision to fund us. We are only funded by you, but whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. Take your articles, take the videos, take the links, and share them, because that's changing the world. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.